you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hi, Brianna. I have a charge on my, I have several charges on my Capital One credit card. It has to do with something you shipped me. I have a tracking number. I also have my name and address. Anything else you need before we can have our conversation that makes sense?
Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Sure. The zip code is 32966.
And your first and last name?
Thomas Kenny.
Okay, give me one moment, Mr. Kenny. I'm still locating that account.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time. I'm retired.
Okay, I did locate that account, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
My address is 3915 58th Circle, Vero Beach, Florida, 32966.
Yes, sir. So I do see here that on the 26th of November, you paid shipping and handling of $6.70 for a tracker tag. That was a free welcome
for
gift.
What?
A tracker
for
tag.
What? Tracker.
It's something to help you find your lost items or keep up with your items.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So by doing that, it automatically enrolls you into our online gadget store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you order that tracker tag, you'll be enrolled in our gadget club with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97 a month. And every month you're enrolled, you should receive a $125 voucher so you can get other gadgets like that tracker tag from our online store.
Okay. Number one, I didn't read the fine print. I don't want to be enrolled in your account. I have never gotten anything other than the little tracker thing that you mailed. I think the tracker thing did arrive. And I have been billed $6.70. Then I was billed two payments of $49.97. You put those on my Capital One credit card account. I reported it as fraud, and they're dealing with it from their basis.
Okay, sir,
What do you want me to do to clear this mess up? I can't afford $49.97. I don't want to ruin your day, but I think this is a scam or something like that. And I'm not going to get all upset and scream and shout and rant and rave and the rest of the stuff. I would just like a refund on my money, and I'll send you back your little tracker tag. How's that?
Okay, sir. So, unfortunately, we don't take product back due to safety and health reasons. And also, your account has been flagged as charged back. Because you're in a dispute with your bank, we cannot refund you any type of payment until your bank gives us a call and let us know that the dispute has been dropped. Then we can proceed further. But until your financial institution gives us a call and drops the dispute, we cannot refund anything on this account.
Okay, so before I can get a refund, Capital One has to call you
and let us know the dispute has been dropped.
What has been dropped?
The dispute has been dropped.
The dispute has been dropped. I got a letter from Capital One.
Okay, sir, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Okay, sir. So I just spoke to my supervisor, and unfortunately, because there is a chargeback on the account, that means the dispute has went through. So you've lost that dispute with your bank, and there's nothing further that we can do because of that chargeback. So you would have to call your bank with further assistance.
Let me read you the letter I got from the bank, okay?
Okay.
You recently told us that you didn't make the following charges, so we opened an investigation to figure out what happened. After researching your case, we found insufficient evidence of fraud because information we discovered leads us to believe you or another account user benefited from the transactions. That means I got the little tracking device. Since there's insufficient evidence of fraud, you're responsible for the charges listed below. They appear on your upcoming statement or following statement says purchase adjustments. We appreciate your business and look forward to serving you in the future. Please don't hesitate to call us at 800 blah, blah, blah. And you have questions about these charges, our fraud investigation team would like to hear them. Sincerely, Capital Run Fraud Operations. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the opportunity to refund. You keep the $6.70 shipping and handling for the device you sent me. You refund $49.97 for November 30th, 2021. The one you charged me at 12:30 for another $49.97.
Okay, sir. So I'm sorry to interrupt you.
If you fail to do this, I used to fly a 747 around the world for a living. I am not a dummy, and I am retired. I'm also 81 years old. And by the time you get through with the paperwork that I will generate to make your life miserable, you'll think the $100 was cheap. I've canceled the card. You're not going to get another dime out of me because you don't have a valid account because they sent me a new card with a completely different number on it. Now, why don't you tell that to your supervisor and see what you can do?
Okay, sir. So my supervisor is actually listening to the call.
Okay.
Due to the terms and conditions, we cannot refund you because of that charge back on the account. There's nothing further that we can do. All we can advise you to do is go back to your bank and discuss it with them, but we cannot refund the account, sir. It is out of our hands at this point.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make it my mission in life, so long as that lasts, to make Beyond Intensity Ultratech Supply Company.com miserable. Do you understand? I'll start with a Better Business Bureau. I will also start with the company that provides my Wi-Fi and got me into this mess in the first place with your phony solicitations. And I will expose you as a fraud, which is what you are. Not you personally, of course, just the company. Okay?
Okay, sir. So because of those terms and conditions, we still won't be able to refund you.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'll have $100 worth of fun with you. Don't worry. I'll make you will regret the day you heard my name, I assure you.
Okay, sir. So I do apologize about that.